Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, my guide to international, professional, world championship cricket. And Australia is playing coterminous with this conversation. So is England. They're not playing each other. I talked to an Englishman today. Apparently that Ashes match, there's a different opinion in England. You're not surprised, are you? No, I didn't think so, yes. Australia won the match because it was a tie. And Australia had won the previous match, despite the protest of the English team. They protested there wasn't enough time to drink. That was the protest. Tells you where we are in professional sports. But right now, the World Championship is underway, and there's been a surprise team. What is it, Jeremy?
And John, this is honestly one of the biggest surprises. What's happened is that South Africa, a team that's traditionally about middle of the road, you know, they're good, but they're not the best team. You know, Australia, we tend to beat them quite well, and so do most teams. South Africa has played its first game against Sri Lanka, and not only has it won very, very convincingly, it won by 428 runs, it actually managed to break one of the long-standing records of cricket, and that is the record to get the quickest 100 runs, so the quickest century, in the shortest number of balls. So what happened was that basically the South African batter, Aiden Markram, got up to bat, and he managed to hit 100 runs off of only 49 balls. So it meant he had to get 2 runs at least per ball that was bowled down to him the entire game. And previously the record was 100 off of 50 balls, which was back in 2011 by an Irishman who was also an extremely good batter. But South Africa now has a lethal weapon in their arsenal, and it looks like the entire team is very much attuned to this too. They batted phenomenally strongly. They fielded very, very well. And last week we were talking about how the biggest threat to Australia was probably going to be the Indian team because they seem to be the strongest, and all the other teams really kind of paled in comparison in the lead up to this World Cup cricket tournament. But South Africa, now the fact that they've come out swinging like this, I'm scared. I don't know how Australia's going to fare because I guess we didn't really expect South Africa to be the ones that were probably going to start off the strongest.
Is Sri Lanka a good team? Did they beat a competition team, or did they meet an easy team?
Sri Lanka is a very good team. In fact, it's normally India and Sri Lanka are the two that we look out for. And they're just traditionally good teams because they have a large pool of players in their country. They tend to be cricket mad. So a lot of these players that you see now were playing cricket pretty much from about the age of 2. So they're very, very skilled professional cricket players. And the fact that Sri Lanka got beaten by South Africa is very worrying. And from what I could tell, the Sri Lankan team isn't weak by any means. They're actually very strong too. And I think this is the overture of this entire tournament that we're going into with cricket. All the teams are very strong, and hopefully the Australian team's there too. But to be honest, the Australian and English teams, we look like we may be the bottom runs for the first time ever.
Now, it's Sunday morning in Australia, and they're playing this match in India. Is that where they're playing it?
Yes, that's right.
I can't do my own clock. Can you do your clock? When is the game going to start, and how much sleep will you get?
Well, two very good questions, John. The game itself will start in around about 7 hours. So it actually is going to be broadcast to you live at 7:30 p.m. Australian Sunday night. And that'll be completely live for the entire game. So that means that from 7:30 probably till about maybe 4 or 5 in the morning, we are going to probably be watching this game, which means in short answer, we're probably only going to get about 2 or 3 hours sleep for tomorrow. So you can imagine there's going to be a lot of bleary-eyed people going to work tomorrow. But because it is the first game of the World Cup for Australia, we are playing India. I know in my own circle of friends, a lot of people will stay up for this one because this will, in our eyes, will actually tell us whether Australia is going to be competitive or not and exactly how strong the Indian team is, because we expected them to not be so strong when they did the preliminary games, but then they showed that they actually had a very strong batting side in some of the warm-up games where they beat us quite convincingly. So a lot of eyes are going to be on this one, John. And honestly, if you want to talk to Australian tomorrow, for any sort of business, be prepared for a lot of slow responses because we'll be drinking a lot of coffee.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales with the snakes, with the bushfires, with sleeplessness because of the cricket match, and waiting for El Nino to get worse, the dry, the heat, the snakes. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.